Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for joining us with your energy exchange today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. We have our good friend, as you can see, Sean Morgan here. We're going to be talking about the Q Corner. What's up to date on that? Before we get there real quick, I do want to thank you all for, you know, helping this channel grow, helping get the word out and sharing it and subscribing to it. And if you haven't subscribed already, just go ahead and hit that button if you're really resonating with what we got going on. And again, to be notified of these great guests that we continually bring to you. So good time. So there you go. Had a lot to say today, didn't you? Yeah. So anyway, we have Sean here, and he's going to be talking. He's here on the Q Corner, expert in all things QAnon, independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners. And you can find Sean at QAnon, FAQ.com. And we'll have links out here like we always do for you guys. Okay. So anyway, without further ado, enough about us. Let's put the pressure on Sean. Sean, what's going on, brother?
Hey, well, you know, it's been just silence on the Q boards. You know, Q has not posted since July 31st. And so August has been a very hot month. This is a this is a phrase that Q has said. Like, August tends to be a very hot month. And we had the mystery explosion in Beirut over a week ago. And then since then, every single day since then in August, we've had explosions and fires in different countries around the world. I've seen different memes on social media of, if you take the first letter of all the countries, it adds up to the name Lucifer, because there's so many different countries where there's been all of these fires and explosions. But it's certainly been an interesting August, and 2020 is a crazy year so far.
The explosion in Beirut, I saw pictures of it. It wasn't an underground tunnel underneath?
Yes, so it's there are tunnels. That's actually confirmed, and I'm one of those people who really likes to stick to the facts. There have been tunnels, that there's video and photographic evidence of tunnels being exposed, and the blast was 140 feet deep, so it completely destroyed the black site that was there. Now, tunnels are usually used for human trafficking, arms and bad stuff with guns and things like that, but also drug dealing and all kinds of nefarious things. So that's why I've done two videos so far about this Beirut mystery blast, where I'm covering the information from a researcher named Carlos Azueda, and he really persuades to the idea that this was a top-notch military operation to purposefully make the explosion in a vertical format that would cause less collateral damage, and of course cause that very deep hole to destroy what was underneath.
Less collateral damage? Did it really have
there were 100 to 200 damage? Deaths. Now, Carlos Azueda is showing that most of those deaths were military-aged men, probably belonging to Hezbollah, which is the terrorist organization that has a lot of power in Lebanon.
So it wasn't like families,
no.
Kids and families?
Like there were thousands injured. He persuades that most of these thousands injured were, you know, from broken glass and things like that. So surprisingly, not a lot of deaths and not a lot of injuries. Now, there were 300,000 people displaced. Now, luckily, the international community is rallying and providing international aid so that people can get the help that they need. So there are some people who say, hey, white hats would never do this because there were innocent civilians who died. And there are others who say, hey, to prevent a war with Iran, because it could have been rocket fuel from an Iranian rocket that was exploded there. So
some people. What do you think?
What do you think? Because nobody's claimed it as of right now, right?
Right. No one's claimed it, and no one's probably going to claim it. Well, from the technology, I mean, this is what Carlos Azueta describes. The technology that was used was extremely advanced. He believes that it was called nano drone nano swarms. So basically these autonomous mini explosive drones. That's the word he uses. Other people think it's a direct energy weapon. And the only people who have that type of military technology are probably nation states like United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. So that's what I'm leaning towards because of the research that Carlos Azueta has done.
You know, Sean, there's definitely been some dominoes that are starting to hit this week. You know what I mean? Follow along. We got Kamala Harris has joined Joe Biden on that. What's been your take or news feedback on that as far as how you see that playing out?
Well, it was no surprise. This was leaked to the media a week or so before. And also Joe Biden committed to having a woman of color as his running mate. So we knew it was going to be probably a black woman, or she's Indian and Jamaican. So she's a woman of color. And so it wasn't a big surprise. But the thing is, she only got 2% in the primary when she was running for president. And so people don't really like her.
Mm-hmm. So, she's not likable.
Yeah, the conservatives are kind of happy about this choice because it's not giving any extra energy or positivity to the Biden campaign. Now, we have riots nationwide and all of this sentiment against police, and she's a law enforcement officer. I mean, she's both her and Biden have been, pro mass incarceration their entire careers. Mm-hmm. So it's ironic. It's laughable. But it doesn't look like it's going to change anything. People are not enthusiastic about the Democratic candidates.
Okay. So let me just throw this out there. Kamala Harris, however you pronounce it. Is that how you pronounce it?
Kamala. Say it nicely.
Kamala Harris. Okay, so she's the running mate now. Next thing you know, Joe Biden is going to come down with something that he says, I mean, I'm asking you a question. Right. I'm going to step down for XYZ reason.
Right.
And if that happens, what would happen next?
Well, she would take over, wouldn't she?
Well, actually, they haven't had a Democratic convention yet.
They haven't
officially become the nominees for the Democratic Party. So now, if he drops out before the convention, then they have to completely nominate someone new by their procedures at the convention. If they get selected at the convention and then he drops out after the convention, then they hand pick whoever they want to be the candidate. And if he wins the presidency, everyone's assuming that she will be the only one with half a brain to be able to do anything, and that he's old, he has health problems, and that she will probably be the one in power or the one to take over. But the way I feel about it is that this is not the real candidate, because the Trump campaign is knocking on 1 million doors per week. And do you know how many doors the Biden campaign is knocking on?
Four.
Two?
Zero. Yeah.
Has it come out of the basement yet?
They're not doing any type of ground game. I mean, they're hiding him because he makes so many mistakes when he speaks to the public. So this is not a real campaign because he's not the real candidate. I believe that he's either going to drop out before or after the convention. Either way, it's going to be somebody else. And we know how the deep state likes to have their dynasties, like the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas. And I predict that we're going to have a Hillary Obama ticket, that it's going to be Hillary and Michelle Obama. That's my guess.
You think they're going to cut? That's going to be that.
Yes, because
when is this bomb of yours?
Like WWF,
Hillary's
man.
Like the godfather of the deep state, and right. She wants that position. She wants that power, and so Biden, he's being investigated for Ukraine corruption.
Isn't Kamala as well being investigated?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
You think it's going to be a Hillary Obama ticket then, huh?
That's my prediction. That's because of Joe Biden's dementia and everything, and the fact that he's being investigated, you know, that's not making him a very good candidate.
And Michelle Obama is doing arena tours. Mm. You
know so I mean? Michelle Obama right. has a documentary out.
Can we call
about
her Michael Obama, please?
And she also has a book out called Becoming, you know, like she's becoming Michelle for Michael. And she also has a new podcast. So to me, this says that she's trying to market herself as a candidate, you know, in a very inadvertent way.
And what would it take? Okay, so let's just take your theory for a second, because you know what? After everything that's happened, nothing will surprise me. So let's go roll with your theory. What would have to happen for that to occur?
Well, like I said, if it was before the convention, then they would just select someone according to their procedures of the Democratic convention. If it's after the convention, then the Democratic National Committee just hand selects. They just pick whoever they want. They don't have to get votes. There's no voting. It's just the top brass at the DNC just chooses whoever they want. And that's what I think is going to happen, but I don't know.
Why do you think then that he didn't choose her now?
Who, Hillary?
Yeah. Why didn't Biden choose Obama
Michael.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, here's a theory that some people have put out that if the real candidate is out now, mm-hmm. then people like you and me and all the Anons out there are able to create memes that really get at the, that really summarize yeah. all of the weaknesses of that candidate. And yeah. so if they have a short window of time where their enemy, the conservatives, are unable to create memes. Mm-hmm. So memes are very powerful. They're images.
Yeah, they are.
and people can understand an image in a split second, and that they can share it in a split second, and it goes viral. So the longer they have where they don't have people talking about Michelle Obama's
extra
male
parts.
Genitalia showing through all the dresses and all these different things, then that's better for them to be able to do a rush job.
Mm. Hmm. That makes
when
sense.
When they do go through this process, when is the actual the knighting of the Democratic convention where they actually announce who it's formally going to be? When are those one of those times?
I'm actually not sure. I don't follow Democratic politics very closely, but it's coming right up here, and I guess we'll see if it's delayed as well because of coronavirus.
You know, Trump's been talking a little bit about when he's been just on the air, he's been talking about, you know, he's going to get rid of all the taxes and, you know, what's going on there. And then, you know, there's also been talk about the IRS and a lot of the capital gains and everything. All this stuff's just going away right now, right, too. And then so I wanted to get your thoughts on that, how you see that playing out. And also, too, if there's with the a follow-up question to you, with the schools opening back up right now and a lot of parents not necessarily going to take their kids to school, are they going to look to redirect any of those fundings that you know of back to the parents instead of the schools?
No, I think that the executive orders and the power that the president has to do things, he's using that leverage, saying basically to these democratic states, democratically governed states, hey, if you try to shut down schools, and the reason why they want to shut down schools is so the parents have no one babysitting their kids, so parents can't go to work, and so they try to shut down the economy. Mm. But basically Trump's move here is like, if you try to shut down the schools, then I will try to redirect the funds to the parents. But if they don't shut down the schools, and it doesn't look like they are going to shut down the schools, because even democratically controlled states like New York are saying, hey, we're going to have school this year. So I think that this type of action of redirecting funds to parents would only be used in the case if a state refuses to open up the schools. Now, 2020, 2021, you know, next year when Trump has more power, we can expect just a lot more, you know, prosperity and choice. And Betsy DeVos, who's the education secretary for President Trump, she believes in school choice. She believes the parents should have the choice to send their kids to private schools or homeschool or whatever. So I'm sure that if we have control of the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court and everything, then it would be pretty easy to pass legislation to give school choice.
Do you still think it's the Republicans' House, Senate, and presidency to lose, from your opinion, all three?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look, the Democrats have really gone out on a limb here with their policies, the Democratic mayors letting people destroy their cities, the Democratic governors shutting down all the businesses. People never forget that. This is their livelihood. Mm-hmm. This is their neighborhood. This is, you know, they're going to vote those losers out of office. And so, yeah, I'm very, very optimistic about elections moving forward. And there's a new political movement. I would call it America First. It's even beyond being Republican. It's just about being patriotic, being caring about our country, not selling out to our adversaries. And so I think we have a lot of new America First candidates, and we even have what you would call QAnon candidates, of people who are openly supporting QAnon. And the president, Trump, recently congratulated a congressional candidate for having success in a primary. And so he's not afraid to congratulate these people who support QAnon. So I'm very happy to see the direction, even though the mainstream media is attacking QAnon on a daily basis.
They are threatened. Did you see, I don't know if you saw it, I saw it this morning on Twitter, and then I posted it on Facebook. There was this girl, and she is a Black Lives Matter activist and high up on the food chain, and she's going on a platform now and encouraging and speaking forward about, yes, it's our duty to go and destruct these businesses like Gucci and all these high-end brands, because it's owed to us from reparations and they have insurance.
This is what she says?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I saw that. She was openly encouraging people to loot. And yes. So this is a communist revolution that's happening right now. I mean, this is an anti-capitalist movement. We all see there's strengths and weaknesses to our country. There's definitely a downside to having super capitalism and corporate power, and so we can't be completely blind to the problems of our country. But to just openly say it's okay to break the law, and to try to just turn our society upside down through violence, and it's a communist revolution. We need to call it what it is, and our leadership needs to stand up instead of falling in line. All of these corporations are getting destroyed, and they're donating money to Black Lives Matters. They're paying for the destruction of their own businesses.
That's true. They really are.
Isn't that something? That's totally true. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Let's think about that for a second. You are absolutely dead on, because all of these companies support Black Lives Matter. So they're feeding. So what exactly is that saying? So they're all, that's saying that all these major corporations then are equally,
negligible.
It's a money laundering scheme, because if you get money to Black Lives Matters, it doesn't actually go to Black Lives Matters. Mm-hmm. It goes to the Democratic Party. And so when it goes to the Democratic Party, it goes to the deep state, and they can spend it any way they want. This is the deep state against Trump. Mm-hmm. And the major corporations are deep state. I mean, they are loyal, and they have flourished under the liberal leadership of the deep state. And so they are willing to do whatever it takes to beat Trump, including supporting an organization like Black Lives Matter that is destroying their businesses.
How are you feeling now, like as we come closer in towards the election and everything like that, and towards the end of the year, how are you feeling now with, do you feel like, I know we talked about this so many times about how, you know, Trump's just kind of letting them implode upon themselves and say, well, look, they're doing, I'm off and help. Are you still feeling okay with that?
My feeling is that we haven't seen anything yet. If you think that these riots were bad that we saw, if you think that these explosions of fires around the world are bad, just wait until we start getting closer to the election. Because the way elections work is that you have millions of people who decide at the last minute. And so what both sides of the election try to do is they tried to do these October surprises. Mm-hmm. So for example, in 2016, yep. we had two October surprises, mm-hmm. one from each side. The best they could come up with against Trump was that he said something really inappropriate about women. Mm-hmm. And it was on a hot mic. And then the best that they could come up with on the other side is that they basically caught Hillary Clinton in a sex trafficking scheme. So mm-hmm. the WikiLeaks emails and Pizzagate and everything. So they're both sides are going to pull out all the best dirt they have on each other. And the left doesn't have any dirt on Donald Trump. So what they're going to try to do is just the riots and chaos and everything that they've been doing. Just try to bring it up to the highest level they can do. But on the Trump side, he has Spygate. He has Uranium mm-hmm. One. He has the Jussie Smollett hoax. He has mm-hmm. like a million things up his sleeve that he can release against to show that the Democrats are corrupt beyond repair.
With all these indictments that they still have that are sealed right now, and he can open them at any point in time, I mean, that obviously just not seem to be a deterrent for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is quite fascinating because they're right
there.
They're
just living
know.
In this bubble where none of that even exists.
Well, that's the art of war. The art of war is to appear weak when you're strong and strong when you're weak. So what Donald Trump is doing is acting like he has nothing. Like, oh, these are sealed indictments. They might stay sealed forever. We might be afraid to unseal them. And then the deep state just keeps on moving forward, acting like it's never going to happen. But in reality, they know it's going to happen. Their only technique are distraction techniques. In fact, and that's what all these fires and explosions are about, you know, try to anything to get the attention away from what could be happening soon. I mean, Hillary Clinton's going to be testifying in September. You can expect a bunch of fires and explosions to distract you away from that.
I know you're a total factual guy, but do you believe in clones? And do you think that Biden is a clone?
Well, I believe in body doubles. So I used to follow John McAfee, if you're familiar mm-hmm, with McAfee mm-hmm. Software and everything.
Didn't they murder his body double?
He said he had like six different mm-hmm. body doubles and one or two of them were murdered. Mm-hmm. And that opened my mm-hmm. eyes to the idea that the rich and famous have body doubles for security purposes and so forth. And he was on the run. He was going yeah. from country to country. And so he had body doubles. Now, I have looked at a few of the details of certain people like Biden. Like sometimes Biden has earlobes that are connected to his neck.
Yes.
And sometimes he has earlobes that are disconnected from his
yes. neck. Yes.
And exactly. I've seen Hillary Clinton
change
three different versions
chameleon.
Of her.
Yeah, for yes. sure.
That look like, you know, whether she got extreme plastic surgery or something
weight
happened.
Loss, weight gain.
And yeah. these people do get plastic surgery. Inches. Kamala Harris went on TV a couple of weeks ago and she looked like a different person. So,
like
yes,
plastic.
Yeah, I believe that they either do extreme plastic surgery and or body doubles. And I wouldn't put it past the fact that we have advanced technology that the general public's not aware of, such as clones and artificial intelligence. For example, just having a robot that's extremely advanced and just it's has perhaps like a biological exterior. So, I mean, that would kind of explain Joe Biden's, all of his verbal mess ups, the fact that he's like a cyborg who's like malfunctioning all the time.
Stop it.
That's yeah. an explanation that makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, sure. yeah. There's gotta be something to it. I mean, he looked, so who, and when you have these body doubles, who steps up and what do they play the role of? Just for the public eye to see them and like some, you know, images real quickly and, or are they actually, do they actually train them to make decision-making processes?
Oh, I have zero information about body doubles, cloning and stuff. I'm mostly just following the news and trying to analyze it the best I can with information I have. But it is interesting to pay attention to the details and see if you can pick up on some of these narratives that are top secret.
Are we past the blackout point or is there a possibility that some kind of a blackout
like these days of darkness you mean
happen? Yes.
No, I think that those days are ahead and here's the reason why. So the deep state controls big tech like mm-hmm. Facebook and Google and Twitter and so forth. And so that's how people share information nowadays, information about the election, information about everything. And so if Donald Trump and the White Hats try to use one of the things in their arsenal, which is disclosure, for example, the unsealed indictments, for example, disclosure about aliens and UFOs, for example, disclosure about the crimes of the deep state, disclosure about human trafficking, disclosure about pedophilia rings, disclosure about corruption. So if Donald Trump and the White Hats try to do a massive disclosure, then what the deep state will try to do to shut it down is to shut down social media and the internet to the extent that they're able to. Mm-hmm. And so if that happens, then the response from Donald Trump and the White Hats, according to Q, is that they will use the emergency broadcast system to communicate with the public.
Gotcha. So
at any time, the president can communicate with your phone, your TV, your radio, and everything. So that's called the emergency broadcast system.
So the blackout will be more social media, so people will be able to get the – so if that does happen, the president will be able to broadcast through whatever methods that is right. available to him, just as that for a while there, nobody will be able to, like, communicate or share it throughout while just sitting there be listening. That happens.
And would it be, like, a day or a few days, or would it actually roll into, like, a few weeks?
I have no idea. You know, this depends on the desperation of the deep state, because they would be the ones making the decision that – basically, they're using social media as a weapon against us. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that we're so effective on the conservative side, on the White Hat side. We're so effective at sharing information. For example, when Kamala Harris was picked, Donald Trump released a video that he had already made against Kamala Harris. Mm. And so that video has gotten over 10 million views already. And so when the social media is more harm than good for the deep state, then they will shut it down.
I had another question. What was my other question? I can't remember. I just lost my brain. I forget what my other question was. It'll come to me.
That's right. So if they do shut it down, tagging on that one, if they do shut it down and we don't know long, is there going to be any... they come back, for example, when they do come back and open up, is that going to be maybe the point in time where the regulations start to hit them tighter?
Good point, Jay. That's a really good point. I never really thought through it before, but if they do that, that's a crime against the nation. You know, for you to shut down communication, that's like AT&T shutting down the ability for people to make phone calls because they mm-hmm. don't want people to vote for a certain candidate. So that's election interference. That's a crime, and it's unforgivable. And it certainly gives a mandate to the president and to the Congress to regulate social media. So that's probably, that makes sense to me that they would wait until they actually really go really far out. But hopefully the regulation comes sooner.
Yeah. Question, because I just remembered it.
You get it back?
Yeah, I did.
Come back in your energy?
Yep. All right. With all of these indictments, and supposedly all these people that have been arrested or they're in Guantanamo Bay, et cetera, where is all of this deep state power still coming from?
Well, China, you know, is the second most powerful country in the world. And they basically, the United States has transferred its power over to China since the 1970s. Basically, we've been giving them all of our manufacturing and we've been giving them all of our intellectual property. And they've been using slave labor, and all of the money has been funneling up to the Chinese deep state. Mm. So they have like more billionaires in the world than anybody else. So there's a lot of money and a lot of power in China, and they use that to buy influence in the United States. So they bought our media. They bought our big tech. You know, one of the major shareholders of Twitter was the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And now luckily he was arrested. So he no longer has power in Saudi Arabia, but that's just an example of how they foreign powers try to buy up. The deep state, they still have power. They still control the media. They still have plenty of ways of making money, where they control all the central banks of the world. But the white hats have stopped the human trafficking to a great extent. They've stopped the drug trafficking to a great extent. They've stopped a lot of these black operations and ways that they made money in the past. And so they're desperate for funds. That's why there's the whole Black Lives Matter campaign, because they need money.
Mm-hmm. And they're using that political play there.
That makes sense.
The central banks that are going out there. So it looks like, you know, we're coming out, you know, with a new standard and everything like that. Do you see that do you think the central banking system, as it sounds from your opinion, going to go away?
Yes, I think this is at the root of the old system of deep state power. And it's just a matter of time before citizens from every country wake up to the fact that they gave away all of their power to their deep states of their country, and that all they need to do is grant themselves the right to create their own money instead of granting it to these deep state families.
Speaking of granting money, more money on the horizon for citizens, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, Donald Trump already passed an executive order to extend unemployment benefits, so that's great for all the people who don't have a job. They were recently told that the money ran out, but now because of that executive order, they're going to be getting more benefits for an extended period of time. So that's really great for the people who don't have jobs. Also, there's a payroll tax cut in that executive order. So that just means that more money, if you're working, more money is going to be in your pocket. And that's great. So yes, I'm expecting that the Democrats will come around, because they look really bad right now trying to hold up all the money away from the citizens. So I do think they'll come around, and it'll be once again another win for Trump. And it'll be a big win for American families, because I'm expecting a stimulus package to be passed before the election.
Before the election, okay. All right.
Would you say one of the biggest illusions is when you hear it over and over? I mean, like when you hear it, it's just like, it's just BS that we ran out of money, or there's not enough money, that the United States doesn't have the financial resources.
Yeah, this is something I've woken up to a lot and since COVID-19, because I saw in a matter of weeks all the major corporations change the infrastructure of their stores for COVID-19, like social distancing and
yes, and all
plastic,
everything.
I'm like, wait a minute.
The welding masks and everything.
We had that much money in our system of our economy to do that. And
that quickly.
And same thing with the surveillance of people and the billions that are being put into vaccine development. And you know what? There's plenty of money in the world, and there's plenty of money in our country. And it's just a matter of choosing where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, I think we should be responsible. I don't think we should run up the national credit card forever and spend it on a bunch of stupid stuff. But I do think that we should spend it, especially now when we force small businesses to shut down, we should bail them out, because we've bailed out Wall Street how many times?
Yeah.
Too many.
In the past decades. It's time to bail out small businesses and the American worker. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we have plenty of money, and really it's a spiritual abstract thing that, you know, we really create the energy. It's one of those things that you don't have to have a certain number of gold bars in a vault to create money. So I guess we'll see. We'll see if that system changes soon.
I think it may be, but let us know what you think, everybody. You know, just send your comments to us at askspirituallyraw@gmail.com with any comments or questions that you have for guests such as Sean. And just put the name of the guest on there and what your question is. So, Sean, brother, thank you very much for being on here with us today. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for updating us there. Can you let everybody know what else we missed, maybe where they can find out more about you?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about QAnon, the largest intel drop in the history of the internet, then just go to QAnonFAQ.com and get the free ebook.
There you go, everybody.
Awesome. Sean, thank you so much.
You bet.
It's always a pleasure and a joy. Together, we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.